On studio, we have Miss Lucy Jamison, who works at the Children's Institute towards the direction, act of vaccine rights. And this is a burning topic on everyone's mind at the moment, which is the COVID-19 vaccine. And the fact that children are, some of the children don't know about the vaccine. And as we know, there are media who share some wrong information and we don't know what to believe. And in the studio, we'll be talking to the right person. Good morning, ma'am. How are you doing, ma'am?
I'm doing great, and it's a pleasure to be here.
Ma'am, I really appreciate you for coming through, ma'am. Thank you. Could you please tell us more about yourself and your role at the Children's Institute?
So the Children's Institute is based at the University of Cape Town. So we are an academic unit, which means I have to teach, I have to lecture to students. And we also do research. So we are focused, obviously, on children and children's issues. But we look at problems that children face and we try and work out how to solve them and make South Africa better for children. And lastly, one of the things that we do is what's called advocacy. So, as I said, we teach, we study things and problems relating to children, but when we think we know either what one of the core problems is or what one of the solutions is, we try and persuade government to do something about it. So that's what we call advocacy. So that's what the Children's Institute does, and I do a little bit of all of that at the Children's Institute.
Can you tell us more about the vaccination of children against COVID and how old do you have to be to get the vaccine?
So one of the really interesting things, it's been a very scary year and a half, almost 2 years now for everybody. And COVID-19 has been something that has been so incredibly researched. One of the things that's so fascinating about what's happened is the way that scientists and doctors and people have come together across the world to try and find out more about the disease itself and how to stop it. So vaccines are an injection that's given to people to stop them from getting a disease, or in this case, to reduce your chances of getting COVID on the one hand, to reduce your chances of spreading it to other people. And if you do get it, what the vaccine does is stop you from getting seriously ill. And it's been one of the most widely tested vaccines on the planet. The combination of new technologies, people being able to track through cell phones what happens to them. We know an awful lot about the vaccines that are on offer in South Africa, and we know that they are approved by the government to be safe. And they've just recently, this month, decided that there is enough information about what happens to children when they take the vaccine. So, as all of your listeners will know, any kind of medical treatment comes with both benefits and risks. And we needed to test the vaccine to see what those risks and benefits were before we could decide to give it to children. And they've just opened it up to children and young people under 18 but older than 12.
As you said, under 18 and older than 12. What about children that have chronic illness?
So one of the things that we know about COVID-19 is that it doesn't, the impact of that, how badly you get it and the symptoms depend on some of the other kind of chronic illnesses that people have. So many of your listeners may have diabetes. We know that diabetes is one of the things that increases the risk of getting seriously ill from COVID. Other things like respiratory problems, asthma, for example. Again, many of your listeners may have asthma. Those things make it more severe when you get COVID-19. So those children who have those kind of chronic illnesses are more at risk if they get COVID-19. And the government advice has been that if you've got what's called a comorbidity, one of those chronic illnesses that make you more likely to get really sick if you get COVID, they're recommending particularly that those children do get the vaccine and we prioritise those. But as with anything medical, if you're not sure, if you've got questions, it's always advisable to speak to your own doctor about how it would affect you.
What are our rights as children and adolescents when it comes to getting the vaccine? And also, how can we as children raise our voice towards this topic?
Okay, so that's a great question. Thank you. And of course, when we look at children's rights, you have to take them all together and think about how they act together. So on the one hand, children, in terms of the global charter, it's called the United Nations Convention on the Rights of the Child, have got what's called the right to the highest attainable standard of health. And what that means is just that you, as a child, have got the right to be as healthy as possible. You've also got, in terms of the South African law, the constitution, the right to have access to healthcare services. So in relation to this, what that's saying is that you've got a right to be vaccinated, you've got a right to get access to those vaccinations because it's thought that that is a way to keep you healthy. But then what we've seen a lot in the media, on TV, in the news, on the other radio stations, as well as this one, is that there's a question about who decides. Because any kind of treatment, as I said, comes with risks and benefits. And for children in particular, they're least at risk of getting really sick if they get COVID-19. But in terms of the vaccine, there are risks of things like an increased risk of heart inflammation. It's a very small risk. It affects very few children. And usually the symptoms are mild and can be treated with Panado. But it is a risk. So children are being asked to make quite a sensitive decision. And normally, parents want to make those choices for children. But in this instance, what the South African Children's Act says is that children over the age of 12, if they understand the risks and benefits to themselves, to others, then it's their choice. So that's a very important right too. So the right to be healthy, the right to access health services, and the right to decide.
So the last question is, how can you get more information towards the vaccine?
So if you've got any existing chronic conditions, what we always recommend is that you talk to your own doctor and your health team to get specialist advice from you. There is information online, so the government is put out information that is accessible to children, information for their parents. But the other thing is that if you go to one of the government vaccine centres, the other right that children have is a right to information and to be fully informed. So healthcare providers, so the doctors and the nurses who are at the vaccine sites, have got a responsibility to talk to you, to answer your questions and tell you about the risks and benefits and help you decide. So lots of different ways to be able to get information online from your doctor at the vaccine sites. And the critical thing is don't be afraid to ask, because this is quite a tough choice.
Thank you for coming through and sharing us some information towards this topic. And I'm sure our listeners are listening and learning, and also they are informed now from the right person. And I really appreciate you for coming through. Thank you very much, ma'am.
Always a joy to be here. Thank you very much.